Page 69, Unit 16. There should be more nuclear plants in the country.
Nuclear power is one hell of a way to boil water. Albert Einstein.
I'd start by saying that I'm on neither side of this debate. I believe that there should be a mixture of both nuclear and renewable energy sources. Let me highlight both the pros and cons of this statement and leave you to decide whichever arguments suits you best. It's common knowledge that nuclear energy is safe and clean. It's probably the most efficient source of energy. It does not pollute the air, and as long as nuclear power plants are maintained regularly and their operation is regulated, they are much safer than most people tend to believe. Contrary to popular belief, nuclear plants are not gigantic time bombs threatening to explode at any second. If you research the truth behind previous accidents, you'll find that the actual systems themselves were not to blame. One must remember that these accidents are very rare and actually lead to better maintenance. Technology and safety regulations have drastically increased recently, making nuclear power safer than ever. I also have to emphasize that nuclear energy is sustainable in the long run and virtually unlimited. It provides a much better alternative to fossil fuels, and in the long term, it's much cheaper. I also think that once you look at the potential of nuclear energy, the future looks even brighter. Experts say that nuclear fusion could potentially solve all of our energy needs. It looks like a valuable area of research that could provide abundant clean energy, so it's worth investing in the technology. On the other hand, we have seen several examples of accidents in the past couple of decades. The latest known accident is the meltdown of the Fukushima plant in Japan, which resulted in serious consequences not only in Japan, but also in the whole world. Another argument that proponents usually come up with is its cleanliness. Well, it may be true once you consider what alternatives are given in their argument. However, they often fail to reveal comparisons other than fossil fuels. In that respect, they're right. If you only compare nuclear energy with fossil fuels, the difference in cleanliness is obvious. Many people would envision smoking chimneys from the time of the Industrial Revolution, but no smoke coming from a reactor. However, new alternatives should also be taken into consideration. Once you compare nuclear energy with renewable energy resources, the picture is totally different. The renewable energy resource base is vast and practically endless. Wind, water, and solar energy resources will be here as long as our Earth is around. These resources are inexhaustible, even in the long term. To come back to the point regarding the costs, the expenses of producing energy from renewable energy sources is dependent on the amount that has been spent on the infrastructure and not on the inflated cost of the natural resource, which clearly means we can expect much more stable prices when the bulk of our energy is coming from renewable sources. I strongly believe that reliability is also important. As long as the sun rises in the east and the earth goes round the sun, renewable energy resources will be with us, and these resources can be tapped permanently by basically any country in the world.